We're going to begin the Utah press conference. We're going to let Coach make an opening statement. If you have questions, do raise your hand and address it to one player at a time, please. We are transcribing off-site. We need to know who is speaking when talking. Coach.
Okay. Pretty much give you the same summary that I gave our football team in the locker room there. It was a very disappointing ending to a very good season. This team won 11 games. When you judge the entire body of work throughout the course of the season, these guys accomplished some very good things. The senior class obviously is not the way we wanted to send them out, but the last two football games we got outplayed, we got outcoached, and so we got to figure out our problems and go back to work, get better, improve. I mean, continue to improve in all areas, but does not tarnish in one iota what the senior class accomplished. These guys have left their mark on Utah football. Third highest win total in Utah football history. And keep in mind, the other two win totals were in a different conference at a different time. Way, way different. This is apples and oranges, what these guys did. And so as far as regular season and how they handled their business. Proud of each of them. We're going to have a lot of representation from these seniors in the combine, in the NFL draft. I mean, these guys are – there's a lot of these guys that are going to have a chance to play football a long time. The rest of them that don't get that opportunity, they've all got their degrees or will have their degrees. And so, like I said, very proud of these guys. And it's a shame we didn't finish stronger. Nobody's happy in our locker room. You're all feeling disappointed. But, like I said, this is the time of year now where you judge everything. You got to take a step back, keep things in perspective, and understand what you accomplished and what your deficiencies are and what you need to work on going forward. So, questions?
Mike. Josh Newman, Salt Lake Tribune. For Coach and for Zach, offensively, especially the first four or five drives, what was really going on out there that you guys couldn't seem to get any traction?
You want to go first, Zach?
Go ahead. We just wasn't able to find a rhythm. We wanted to soften them in the run game and reduce some of that blitzing that was they were doing. They were blitzing pretty much 80% of the game. So we tried to, soften that up, but we weren't able to do that. So we had some offensive woes throughout that game.
Yeah, Zach hit it right on the head. We didn't make them pay for the amount of blitzing they were doing. We got to pick it up. And we've got to be able to get the ball downfield and make them pay. And we didn't do that. And we weren't handling the pressure like we needed to. They were playing all single cut. The DBs were jumping all the single cuts. We needed to protect long enough to get some double cuts in there. Never did it. And so that was really the theme of the whole evening is we just didn't handle their pressure like we should have.
Josh Furlong, KSL.com. Kyle, the whole season you were able to do really well in the offense. Was, like you just mentioned, the offensive line just not being able to pick up the blitzes, or was there something maybe play calling wise or anything else that kind of changed that?
You mean this particular game?
These last two games.
Last two games, well, we got the same, plays, not exactly. We changed from week to week a little bit, but the same core group of plays we didn't play as well in the trenches in the last two games as we have, or as we did in the first, 12 games? What did we play, 14 games? For the first 12 games, we were much better in that regard. Defensively, weren't good enough tonight. I mean, it was special teams, offense, defense. There was no one phase that you point your finger at. And like I said, coaching. I mean, we got to be better coaches.
Question front. Right here, go ahead.
Josh Newman, Salt Lake Tribune. Kyle, how much did you miss Jalen and Julian out there, especially with Sam able to do what he does?
Well, certainly missed those guys, but, they weren't there, and the injuries are part of the game, and next man up. And Jalen decided that he needed to sit this one out. So, I mean, you're certainly going to miss, two of your best players, but nobody cares. Like I said over and over, the coaches that sit there and whine about injuries drive me nuts because nobody cares. You just got to go out and get it done.
Front, middle. Kyle, you spoke during the 8-game winning streak. Obviously, every game was a championship game because you needed to win in order to win the Pac-12 South. Mm-hmm. Can you put your finger out all of a sudden after 8, 9, and 10 were obviously hard to get or impossible to get?
Well, not impossible. We just didn't, for whatever reason, we were never able to get in a rhythm offensively the last two ball games, and we weren't doing anything really as well defensively as we've done all year long, tackling, covering, playing the run, you know, gap control. I mean, just for whatever reason, the last two games of the season, we were not ourselves.
Sam Farnsworth, KSL in Salt Lake. Bradley, this for you, and actually for all of you guys, but we'll start with you, Bradley. What will you remember about this team in light of the way the season ended? What will you take with you that you'll remember most?
Just the love the guys have for each other. First thing everybody did was walk around and shake each other's hands. You know, it's just goes to show you, it's like the bond is there. But it was a disappointing ending. But the guys will always stick together, and even in hard times. And
Frank, Kurt.
Kurt Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune. Devin, you're the one underclassman in this group. How does this loss leave you feeling going into next season?
I mean, you just want to go out and, I mean, the seniors put in so much time into this program, and whenever you're not able to go out there and finish it for them, it's just a failure. It's just a failure. So, I mean, obviously it hurts, but we got to come back and we got to learn from this, learn from our mistakes. But obviously you wish you could have got it done for them because they're the ones who got us here.
Josh Newman. You don't have to introduce yourself a third time. We got you. Again and again and again. Tell us who you are.
We're fine, Josh.
For the three seniors here, a lot's been made about you guys leaving and what this team might look like next year. Can you just speak to what some of the underclassmen bring to the table and just how healthy this program is with you guys leaving at this point?
Those guys know the blueprint, from the years and the work that we've put in over the years. They know what it takes to be here, you know, going back-to-back championship games, being South champions back-to-back years. They know the recipe. So, you know, it was different when we came in. We didn't know that recipe. So, you know, we had to learn and work through that. But now they, you know, have something they can work on. So, I mean, I'm going to be excited to continue to watch these guys work.
David James, KUTV and 97.5 and 1280 The Zone for Zach and then for Tyler. When the next high school football star from Florida calls you for advice and says, what about Utah? What do you tell them?
It's a great place to come and mature as a person, you know, on and off the field. If you're really serious about your craft, you know, this is a great place to come. The coaches push you on and off the field, and especially in the classroom, you know, me and all these guys up here, except for Lloyd yet, we're able to graduate in 3.5 years, you know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, we can play football for the next 2 years, 10 years, whatever it may be, but, you know, we always have our degree and we always have something to fall back on. So a lot of guys at a lot of different schools, you know, coaches don't really push them that hard to go ahead and get something like this. So it's a great place to just go ahead and mature and, better your life.
Thank you, Zach. Tyler?
Yeah, just like Zach said, it's a place where you could come be great and, really leave your legacy and stuff like that. But just telling kids from Florida that it's okay to take a risk to go across the country and, try to exceed what me and Zach kind of did and Damari and.
Question middle.
Raul Flores, Associated Press. Tyler, from your perspective, what were you seeing on the field that Texas was doing defensively that just really didn't let y'all get going?
I just feel like they were just playing a little bit harder than us. They stopped us on key downs, third downs, fourth down, and that's what happened.
We go front.
I wanted to ask all three seniors. So Tyler, I'll just start with you. First of all, what did you notice after the first 8 games that all of a sudden how things changed? Because obviously you had a lot, you put yourself in a position, a lot of things to play for. Yeah, can you put your thumb on anything as you kind of look back now that?
I feel like we just had great confidence in those first eight games. We were just focused, and as the year started going on, injuries and stuff that, like, changed our schedules and how we prepared and stuff. And I just feel like this last game, we took more of a vacation than really preparing for a game, and that really came and bite us in the butt.
Zach, what are your thoughts?
Those first eight games, or that eight-game stretch, you know, it was, you know, you can't really put a finger on it. You know, you can't figure out what the difference was between then and the last two games we played. But, you know, it was just something different about each and every guy, even the backups. You know, having some injuries also affected that. But I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses on what was the difference between this and that. But it was whatever it was. So.
Right. I mean, does it get to be a challenge, obviously, to keep something going like that week after week after week?
Yeah, I think we had, for that eight-game stretch, we had our foot on the gas pedal, and then we just kind of took it off towards the end. I think that's what it was as far as intensity on both sides of the ball. Kind of just let off on that part.
Go ahead, Jess.
Kyle, just what did you think of the way that Guidry played? It seemed like he was defending really well, but when he would get caught in a one-on-one situation, somebody would just make a crazy catch.
Yeah, good throws, good catches. Jav had good position, got to do a little better job finding the football. He was in position and wasn't able to find the ball two or three times, and that's, you know, the toughest single skill in football is a deep ball that a DB has to find and locate and at top speed and make a play. And so, and I want to kind of piggyback on their question, the answers to the eight-game streak, and that it'd be disrespectful not to point out that Oregon and Texas are two really good football teams, and they had a lot to do with what happened the last two games. I mean, we didn't play our best, but Oregon's a tremendous team, and Texas might be the best 7-5 team in the country, at least talent-wise, or I guess 8-5 now, talent-wise. And so got to give them credit because they played well, both those teams, and executed exceptionally well, and that has a lot to do with it as well. It's not just us not doing our part. They were really good football teams that we played.
Okay, final question.
Yeah, Kyle, Texas had a lot of frustrations this year in the 7-5 year. Did it seem to you like they kind of played angry, you know, and wanted to unleash a lot of frustrations?
Well, they were well prepared. They played hard. They were well coached. I don't know if angry is the right word, but they certainly played with a purpose. And I didn't think we came out there and, you know, sleepwalked. We just didn't play as well as they did. And so, like I said, you look at their guys man for man and think, you know, that, like I said, talent-wise, that's got to be, if not the best, one of the best 7-5 teams in the country.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.